An early harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
No, the harvest is starting earlier than in the past.
No, this is the earliest we've ever started shelling.
So it is sort of unheard of.
Unheard of is right, as West Tennessee corn farmers dealing with another unusual weather year have already begun harvest of this year's crop, earlier than anyone can remember. But then again, the early spring and exceptional drought conditions and heat in June and July have prompted those combines to the fields. Mike Hampton farms in Obion County, one of the largest corn-producing counties in the state, and one of the worst-hit drought areas.
Now, this is the earliest we've ever started shelling. We started the last week of August before, but we never started within the second week of August. Never had that, so it's just going into an area of unknown. We know it's going to be smaller yields, but we feel like it'll be drier corn also.
Mike Brundage in Weakley County is beginning harvest as well on his corn crop earlier than ever, and he says basically with hardly any rain at all this summer, he's surprised it's done as well as it has.
A lot of the fertilizer is still even visible on top of the ground, and just a very strange situation, but it's struggled its whole life and just never really had a chance. I will say, though, we might be making 50 or 60 bushel. 10 years ago with the hybrids we had then, it probably would have been zeros all the way around.
In Lake County, Jeremy Hopper is also starting to shell his corn crop, and already the area has been declared a disaster, but farmers are still hopeful to salvage at least some of the crop.
We had 9/10 of an inch of rain about the second week of July, and that's the only measurable precipitation we've had since sometime in March. Yeah, we got some that is going to be zeroed out, but you always hope for the best and expect the worst, you know. That's just the way games play.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.